Welcome to season 22 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I bring you stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back, season 22, moving right along. I'm really excited you're here. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're going to do this week. Before we get there, an enormous thank you to everybody who has pre-ordered Building the Best book. It means the world to me. If you go to learnloft.com and click on book, or you go to buildingthebestbook.com, you can pre-order the book on Amazon and submit your receipt to get free content valued at over $200 before November. The Accountability in Action online course you'll gain access to, and an invitation to the live online book launch with me in November. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Go to learnloft.com, click on book, buy it on Amazon, submit your receipt, and off you go. Now, this week on the show, we're going to be talking about something I've personally been thinking a lot about. For those of you who do not know, I am playing in the United States Amateur Golf Tournament right now. And I was so excited to play in this event. I hadn't played in it in a few years. It's a tremendous honor and opportunity. And I just was filled with gratitude to be there and participate, and I expected to do well. And in the first round of this tournament, I did it poorly. And poorly would be an understatement. I played one of the worst rounds of golf I've ever played. I shot an 80. And it was a huge letdown. It was disappointing. And I was about on the eighth hole. I'd really struggled. I'd bogeyed the first seven holes. I was seven over after seven holes. And I was walking down the eighth hole. And my first reaction was to give up, was to sulk, was to feel sorry for myself. But I decided in that moment that that's not what I would do, that I would keep going, that I would work hard, that I wouldn't give up. And this thought came to my mind. There was a speech that I heard a long time ago from Theodore Roosevelt about the man in the arena. And I could just think of all the people that were checking that score or checking the scores that day, and they weren't in the arena. And I was in the arena, and I knew how difficult this golf course was playing. And I want to read you this clip from Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt said, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does not actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement? And who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." And I couldn't help but just think of this personal experience that I've had, a golf tournament that had over 7,000 people enter to play in it. 312 from all around from 21 countries qualified. Over 7,000 people chose to be in the arena. 312 moved on to be in the next arena. And the word arena started to really come to my heart. And I thought, what does that mean? What does that mean for you as a leader? What does it mean for me as a leader? What arena are we talking about? And the word that kept coming to me was this idea of a platform. Because the arena, yes, it could be a stadium, it could be a battlefield, It could be lots of places with a crowd or things like it. I believe you as a leader should choose to pursue the platform. Pursue the platform of leadership. It's a worthwhile endeavor because you don't find great leaders. You build them. Organizations, I talk all the time, leaders are born. Leaders aren't born and they're not made. It's a combination of both. Leadership is a journey and not a destination. No one said it's going to be easy. No one said it's going to be easy for you to develop and grow and get better. It's not. It's pursue the platform of leadership. Be in the arena, as Theodore Roosevelt said. And if you fail, at least you failed while daring greatly. So I want to encourage you today, no matter where you are in your journey, to remember that you don't find great leaders, you build them. So you're on your journey of becoming a better leader, whether that be for your family, whether that be for your company, whether that be for your team. You're on a journey and you're dedicated because you're here. So I'm going to give you three ways today that are coming right from my heart about how you can build yourself into a better leader. And number one should surprise you none. You have to keep up your education outside of work. The only way to build your leadership skills is to continue the pursuit of being at your best. Now, this doesn't mean overthinking or thinking too much about everything outside of work. It means that you are staying diligent and you're never settling to think that you've reached your ceiling. You are either growing or you are dying. And if you think you are finished growing, you are. Keep up the pursuit of knowledge acquisition. Keep up that pursuit. Never stop. That's number one. Keep up your education outside of work. Number two, and it's something that really hit me today on the golf course, is you have to use the daily moments to grow. So you're already continuing your education outside of work, which is fantastic. But then we get into work. We get into interactions with our colleagues. We struggle in a meeting. We need to learn from those moments too. Don't let those moments pass you by to learn from. Write them down. What works and what doesn't in a conversation. Take notes on what you want to be like as a leader and what you don't want to be like. You got to be a student of your daily moments. What did that conversation with a colleague feel like? How do you not want something to go? How do you want it to go? Open Evernote and take notes. Grind. Use those daily moments at work, in interactions, when you're leading, to continue to grow and get better, almost like a game film. And then number three, and most importantly, never give up. You are good enough to lead. You are good enough to build relationships. You are good enough for the promotion. You're good enough to help other people live out their potential. You are good enough. Never give up. So, three things that can not only remind you that you don't find great leaders, you build them. Number one, keep up your education outside of work. Thank you for listening to this. Don't stop here. Number two, use your daily moments. Don't let those daily moments pass you by without learning and growing and developing by writing them down and go back to them on an ongoing basis. And number three, and most importantly, never give up. You are good enough. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.